Vince Cuglio, who is the president of the American Bikers Aiming Toward Education, or ABATE. Vince, I didn't do justice to your last name. Help me out.
Sure. It's Vince Cuglio.
There's no way I would have made that right. Thanks so much, Vince, for your patience with that. Well, tell us about ABATE and their aim to clarify and correct several points made by a recent article attributing fairwarning.org promoting national mandatory helmet laws. What we've been hearing is that people not wearing helmets are more prone, more susceptible to motorcycle accidents. Is that true or false?
It's false. Again, they try to what we call a cherry pick. They take 1 or 2 years that prove their point, and they push that as what the norm is. And the reality is that the states with the lowest fatality rates are non-helmeted states. The states with the highest fatality rates are helmeted states. So they try to deceive the public with, like we say, cherry picking. We were in the committee, House Transportation Committee, and the representative from the Insurance Institute was talking about 2001 in Florida, and I'm thinking, gee, 2001, why would they go back that far? You know, couldn't they get any better statistics? And I called Florida, and it turned out that in 2009, or 2010 and 2011, more pedestrians were killed in Florida than people riding motorcycles with or without helmets.
Why do you think this is still a topic of debate?
Well, because it's a states' rights issue. Obviously, there's people in the federal government that, you know, don't ride motorcycles. They're pushing some of this, you know, wear all the gear all the time. Well, you know, this weather we've had the last couple of weeks, I don't know if you can imagine what all the gear all the time would mean, you know, full-face helmet, gloves, long, you know, boots, long pants, gloves. We require that stuff when someone's taking safety training, but to do it every day on the road in this kind of heat would just be, that's why people drive their air-conditioned cars, right?
Doesn't it seem logical that if you wear a helmet, you're going to be safer should something happen?
Well, again, riding without a helmet and statistics that, we have to look at states like Pennsylvania, where they did a documented study on each motorcycle accident after they repealed their helmet law. And they actually categorized the injuries, and what they found was that even in head injuries, more head injuries occurred with people wearing helmets than people that didn't. So a lot depends on how you fall, what happens. There's just no guarantee on a motorcycle.
What happens when someone does have a serious injury on a motorcycle and bills have to be paid and rehabilitation and whatnot? Isn't that going to cause insurance rates to go up? Shouldn't that be some cause for concern?
No, not at all. In Michigan, actually, the catastrophic fund went up $30. They announced that because they couldn't get their bill through the legislature. They decided to raise the catastrophic fund by $30 per vehicle, which started a couple of days ago, July 1st, for basically no reason or because they claim that there's not enough money in the fund. In fact, injured motorcyclists are generally overinsured, and in surrounding states, or states have done studies. For example, North Carolina did a study on, they found that there was more people in car accidents that did not have insurance than motorcyclists. The motorcyclists actually recovered faster than car drivers because they were more involved and, you know, active.
Tell us about the average motorcycle rider. Who's the average person riding?
The average person is, right now, I'd say between 30 and 50. Very high, you know, between 30 and $100,000 income. Motorcycling is not a cheap sport. Whether it's a Honda, Harley, Yamaha, whatever, the average price of street motorcycle will vary anywhere between $10,000 and $20,000, and you can put another $10,000 or $20,000 on almost any type bike. So it's just not a laissez-faire activity. People that ride generally have some money.
And, Vince, before I let you go, what's the secret behind Harley-Davidson's success? Why do so many people ride or want to ride Harleys?
Well, Harley, it's a unique thing. You know, you have the power of the engine, which you can basically feel in between your legs. It's the crack of the throttle. You can feel the power. And then the ride itself, it's a much smoother ride. I mean, the older Harleys I had compared to the Harley that I have now, it's really no comparison as far as the technology that they put into the vehicle, and really have upgraded the product, which world class. I mean, it matches the Honda or any other motorcycle out there as far as durability and ability to tour.
Vince, do you ride with a helmet?
It depends. I mean, it depends where I'm going, what's going on, and, you know, but I would have to say the last couple of days of this kind of heat, it certainly is much better to have a choice.
What do you suggest your passengers do? Should you ride with someone? Do you ask them to wear one?
It depends on the passenger. My wife has had plenty of experience riding. Again, I give her the choice, but those who ride decide, but when I took all my kids, I generally had them wear helmets when they were under 18. We toured extensively in many states that they didn't have a law. And that was one of the reasons that got me going here in Michigan, is why should we have a requirement that so many other states didn't have? And the fact that we're now the 31st state that does not have a mandatory law, so... that's why we say let the rider decide if they want to wear helmet, boots, gloves, long sleeves. We highly encourage, you know, rider education. We have gone back to legislature 5 times in Michigan to keep the fund funded. We promote it. We encourage our members to take the course and encourage the general public to take the course.
Vince, have you been in an accident before?
I've been hit by a dump truck, dragged down the street, you name it, it's probably happened one time or another. I've ridden approximately, over 900,000 miles on motorcycles.
What do you do when you know you're going to buy it, when you know you're going to get an accident? What can you do to try and protect yourself?
Well, first thing, and that's one of the things that, for example, I've been involved in rider education for over 30 years, and... We don't not only promote it, we do it. I mean, I teach teachers, I teach students. And one of the things that the police courses used to teach the officers how to lay the bike down. And my philosophy is it's never too late. Keep braking, keep steering, keep trying to do whatever you can do to get out of the accident, you know, because once you go down, you're in an accident. So counter steer, knowing how to quick stop, knowing how to swerve, those are all key accident avoidance things. But the bigger thing is to see that accident before it happens. You know, looking far enough ahead, scanning, using the defensive driving techniques that we promote, a rider has a better chance to survive.
All right, Vince, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much, sir.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a good day.